Ever dreamed of becoming a cake master but didn't know where to start? Cake by Courtney has the thing for you. Join her exclusive three-month cake baking journey where every other week a new cake challenge awaits you. From the simplicity of a classic chocolate sheet cake to the adventurous peaks of a s'mores cake, she's got you covered. With six unique cakes over the course of your subscription, she will take you step-by-step through each recipe, ensuring you feel confident and capable in your baking skills. Whether you're a beginner or looking to level up your baking game, Courtney's flexible watch-when-you-want lessons fit perfectly in your schedule. And here's the sweetest part. While this deal is normally $20 a month, listeners of this podcast can get an exclusive 50% discount. That's right, only $10 a month when you use the code SALTYHOUSEWIFE at checkout at shop.cakebycourtney.com. Don't lose out on this deal. Sign up now and start your journey today. Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to Salty Housewife. I am your host, Rosanna Hicken. We are talking today on Just Survivor. We will get back to Vanderpump Rules and The Valley next week. It was kind of a crazy week, so we will double up next week on those shows. I am so excited today. I have my friend Rachel as my guest. Welcome to the podcast, Rachel.
Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I said I need to have somebody who is just as passionate about all of the freaking players on this show as me. So Rachel, I'm like, you need to come and be on it.
Yes. Well, I am thrilled to be here. I love Survivor. So,
okay. Have you are like a longtime Survivor fan?
Yes. So my husband and I watched it religiously when it first came out. I did miss a bunch of the like middle seasons just because being in the throes of little kids.
Yeah, totally.
Exhausted.
But, and it wasn't as easy to watch. Like if you didn't have DVR, how are you going to watch it? Totally.
Right. Before all the things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or you couldn't afford, like, cable.
Yes.
So, yeah. Dish. So we missed a bunch in the middle, but I have gone back and watched some of those. So we are now back to all the Survivors.
Oh, my gosh. And this was finally, I felt like we were back on track this episode. So this is episode 5, Tiki Man. Which I was like, interesting name, and then now I get it.
Yeah.
But it was so nice to have a Banu-free episode, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, yes. And like when we watched it, we had the end of last episode that played before this one, and so it was his exit, and I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot freaking wait to have a whole episode where we don't have to listen to him. I was so happy.
I know. Who was I listening to? I was listening to a podcast because I listened to a couple. Do you ever listen to Jeff's podcast? Like Jeff, the host?
Just kind of bits and pieces of it.
So it wasn't his podcast. I think it was Rob's podcast, which is like the number one I listened to. But he said like, it was so interesting with how that tribal worked last week because he was like, if you're worried someone's going to try to blindside you and everyone's like, okay, the vote was clearly on Banu, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't even like vote because they knew it was Banu. He's like, so if they're saying that, but you're a little worried, like, because you think there might be a switch in the plan, you should be like, well, we all know who we're voting for. So do we even need to vote, Jeff? We all know it's supposed to be Ashley. Yeah. So if anyone pushes back, then it means the plan's not going the way you thought it was.
I
was like, oh, that's so funny to think about.
Yeah.
But it was so nice for him to not be there. I was so over it. It was just like, okay, let's get Survivor back on track. And the episode starts with Yanu back at their camp and they're like, Kenzie's crying and they're like, we're the worst tribe in history. It's been 10 days without food or fire. So I didn't realize that like the Q says later in the episode, the only thing they'd eaten for 10 days was coconut.
I don't even know how you function.
No, that's what.
Just coconut.
Right. Well, that's what Doug said when the challenge starts later on and Kenzie's very slow to start. Yeah. Doug's like, she is useless. I'm like, Doug, she hasn't eaten anything for 11 days, like, or been warm.
Well, I wondered about that when they said they hadn't had fire because I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that they give them rice, a certain amount of rice.
I feel like I've seen the other tribes eating rice,
or do they have to win that?
Sometimes
at some
you
point?
Have to win it, but sometimes I feel like I saw them eating rice. Like, I feel like I saw Venus eating rice,
but they can't even like boil water or anything.
So you're not eating it. So like you have rice, but you can't eat it. And they asked Jeff on this episode of like Behind the Fire or whatever his podcast is called. They're like, so the Flint thing, do you think it like kind of hinders that they ended up going 11 days?
Right.
Like, are we maybe going to like fix that? And Jeff was like, absolutely not.
No. Yeah, I did hear that part of his podcast. And he's like, no.
No.
And expect more stuff like that in the future.
And Doug goes, Survivor. Doug goes, well, then start casting more people that can handle it.
Right.
That's what he said.
Well, okay. And I, Matt said last night, why haven't they been trying to start fire another way? Flight?
Yeah. I wonder if it's because just in too the wet? Past,
maybe because it's been raining. Yeah. But in the past, I feel like, when they They're don't like have rubbing sticks, try do something.
Yes, I know. I wonder if it's just too wet there that there's like literally there's no way
dry
because like you're just rubbing sticks together and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it would be so hard. Like, just think about how like I'm thinking about how cold I am just walking from my car into my house and like not having. Oh, it'd
be I know. Brutal. Well, and to be wet all the time.
Yes,
it's miserable. Wet and cold. Yeah.
Yeah. Even when we were just in California at Disneyland last month, it rained our whole first day. And I had a poncho and a hat and rain boots. And I was like, I can't wait to get to my hotel. I'm really making a case for me being on this show. Yeah. Really, really doing it.
It's different when $1 million on the line,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So then we have Sega. So we get to Sega and Ben is kind of starting to crack a little bit, and Charlie and Ben have this nice little friendship, but the girls are starting to get worried about Ben hanging out with Charlie. Yeah. They think it's he's only spending time with Charlie.
Right. And Charlie's technically supposed to be part of their alliance. Mm-hmm. So it's Charlie's making them Angels. Nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot Charlie's Angels. And I wrote, finally, we see some Sega cracks. And I was like, finally, because who knows? Like, I really. They feel super kumbaya, but I'm like, are they normally that way? Or is it just because they've literally had no conflict for a week and a half? So like, of course there's no problems because you just keep winning.
Right.
And so.
And eating more than coconut.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the girls are banding together and they're saying that one of the guys have the immunity idol. And I wrote, Jem is being smart by not telling anybody that she has one. But now I don't know if that was as smart as she thought it was. Because she...
Well, because you would think... I was thinking, why wouldn't she at least tell the two other girls in her alliance if she's strong, confident in that alliance, right?
But at the same time, I feel like whenever we see people tell people about their idol, Doug and I are like, stop telling people you have one. So she probably was like, I'm just going to keep it.
Right, right. I actually think her hiding the or replacing the Beware advantage, I think that was a dumb move.
That's what Doug thinks too. He thinks it was the worst decision she could have made. Yeah. It totally like didn't work the way she wanted.
Right.
Everybody started to get suspicious. Then you had like weird moments later where they're all like kind of at each other. Right. I agree. Doug was like, this is the dumbest thing she did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they have a salsa lesson on the beach.
That was so odd to me.
I think it was just trying to show like.
That they get along.
Yeah. And they've had no hardships yet. Right. Like they've literally had nothing.
Right.
So then we are in Nami and, Hunter says that like the whole tribe is searching for the idol and they're all walking right by it. It's like they just, it's right there in front of their face. And, Tevin says everyone is looking for the idol besides Liz.
Yeah. Well, I wrote down, why is Liz here?
She says, I barely can find my shoes. Why would I find an idol? And she doesn't need to be there. She doesn't need the money. No. She doesn't think she's in trouble.
No.
She's just laying down.
She's just having the time of her life.
She's allergic to everything.
She can't eat anything.
Yeah.
I know.
I know. Why is she there?
I honestly don't know.
I would love to really know the dynamics of that group because we still, like, what are they talking about for 10 days? Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you guys, Liz, Tevin, Soda, Rand, like, Rand's on there. Are you guys, Hunter, what are you guys talking about? Because they're such, like, so different characters. Mm-hmm. And Liz is like, I will not begin not for my bamboo. But Rand's idol has to be out there somewhere. And Venus decides to just, like, stick to Hunter, like, a little, what is it called? Just little. Hanging on like a little koala. She won't leave him alone.
A parasite.
Yeah, a parasite. Yes. And he's like.
So irritated.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to look for this while you're here.
He knew exactly what she was doing.
Exactly. And she's like, and I'm going to do it. And who cares if I do it? And she says to him, when we merge, people are going to want to vote you out. And he's like, you mean you? And she's like, I'm just saying. And I'm like. But I mean, she's not my favorite either.
No.
Hunter's like, okay. And so it gives him a little, I think gives a little oomph. She leaves finally and he finds it. And there is a clause. So people were wondering this, like, if you never lose, do you still get to have the idol when you get to the merge? And it says that. It said there's a clause that says if they never lose as a team, he still has a chance to get it once they merge, which is great because you can't get it unless they lose. And Nami is never losing.
No, they really aren't.
No. I mean, it's they merge next week.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But no, they literally, he's golden boy.
Yeah.
Doing everything right.
But honestly, is he even going to need it?
Like idol?
Yeah.
I think he's super likable.
I just feel like once they get to individual immunity, is he ever going to lose?
I know. Did you watch that? We were just talking about him the other week. Did you watch the season a few seasons ago with the huge guy? What's his name? He had kind of like blonde, kind of like dreadlocks a little bit. I will find his name, but he was massive.
Yeah.
And he just dominated in everything. I'm going to find his name in a little bit, but I'm wondering if Hunter will be the same way. Like, is Jeff like, oh, do we need to make different challenges that Hunter's not gonna be able to win?
Right.
Every time.
Right.
Like, do we need to do that one under the water? Do you see that one under the water where their face is against the cage?
Oh, I hate that one.
And the tide comes in. Right. I'm like, is that one that Hunter can maybe lose?
I don't know. Well, because you know he's good at puzzles because his house is filled with them. I know. So I don't know if there's anything. He climbed, in this episode, he climbed a coconut tree, palm tree, like a freaking Polynesian.
Oh, I know. It was Jonathan. Do you remember Jonathan?
Oh, yes.
And he was on whatever team, and they just kept dominating. And the other teams were starting to get pissed because they're like, we can never win with Andre the Giant on your team. And I feel like Hunter's not as big as Jonathan because it was he was massive. Remember, he was like, I got to eat more than everyone else. I normally eat like 20 eggs for breakfast, like freaking Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. And for Hunter, I do think, though, he has such a good chance because, it's hard. He's so likable and strong in challenges. So does that work against him? Because everyone's like, if he goes to the end, he's going to win. Everyone likes him.
Although, and he's strong. I am a little worried about his alliance with Tevin. Because I think Tevin's playing a better social game than Hunter is.
Totally.
So, I mean, it'll be really tricky with the two of them in the end.
Oh, yeah. If you had those two in the end.
What would you do?
I know.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I know.
Because one plays a really good social game and one won every freaking individual
meeting. I know. It would be very interesting to see, especially when they make that little alliance. We'll get to it. When they make that little alliance on the beach, the three guys.
Which was actually so smart.
It was really smart. Except for, we'll get there. When we talk about it. Okay. So we are back at Yanu and I got nervous for a second because it was normally when you see the tribe, when you see the most cracks in the episode, you're like, oh, this is the team that's losing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, not again, Yanu. Mm-hmm. Rain's coming through their tarp. Q is starting to lose it. He's like, I might quit. But then he says he's not giving up, but accepting.
Yeah.
But then he says he's just doing it to make Kenzie feel
he's playing her.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's I will die before I give up.
He did. He said he's going to die before he quits.
I will pass out and die before I quit.
And I'm like, oh, thank gosh, because we can't actually have people quit. And Tiff's just there, just praying she doesn't have to go back to tribal because she doesn't deserve it to be there. I like Tiff a lot. And I think they needed a break for sure.
I also think she's going to be a force in the merge too.
I agree. Yeah. A very strong. And if they're smart, the two, Siga and Nami, who are now down to five each, will use the Yanu three.
Yeah,
for sure. I don't even think it's a disadvantage to be at three when you go in because you've got five versus five that want to get rid of each other.
Right, and you're the swing votes.
Yeah, you're the swing votes in the
middle.
You
get to control it more than people think you do.
Use it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we're back at Siga, and Tim asked the Tiki Man when he's going to poop.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, have you not pooped in 10 days?
Okay, so at first I was super concerned about that, right? And it is concerning, for sure.
Yeah.
But they're not eating that much.
No.
But not pooping in 10 days. Do you remember, it made me think of Joe. Do you remember Joe from China, the old guy? He had to leave because he couldn't poop.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember
that? I don't remember that. Oh, poor guy. Because
he was 70.
Oh.
And they went and he had some reward and he ate massive amounts of steak. And then he couldn't poop.
Oh,
and because he was old, he had the enlarged prostate. So then he couldn't pee.
Oh, I do remember the
pee. Do you remember this?
Yes. Oh, shoot. It's because
he couldn't poop. So when Tim was I'm not pooping, I'm oh crap, he's going home.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine if that's what took you out of the game?
No.
But also that'd be me. Because when I'm on vacation, I can never go to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm I'd have to pack my oxy pills to be, not real oxy, sorry, oxy powder pills to be in there to go. Because every time I'm on vacation, I'm I had to buy an enema when I was in Portugal one time.
Oh my gosh.
I was in a pharmacy trying to find it. And I was why can't I find this? And my friend's husband's Portuguese. I'm Dave, please help me find it. He's like, it's behind the counter. Like, you got to ask pharmacist. I'm like, great.
You have to ask. That, it's so much shame. Not only do you have to do an enema, but you also have to ask behind the counter.
And
to get
I had been trying to get it figured, but I'm like, hot water with a bunch of lemon at breakfast. No, it's fine. Whatever. This is a nightmare. I'm like, I didn't even think about that maybe being a possibility on Survivor. You haven't pooped in 10 days. You probably feel like crap.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you're not eating, still.
Like, just nothing is
moving. Oh, my gosh. He's in a bad mood anyway because he can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But he says, someone lied and made me dig 3 feet for nothing. And I'm like, for real, though, those biting ants. Like,
right. It was miserable.
Yes.
Well, he figures out who it is right away.
I know. He says it to her. He says, you're going to talk about how you moved the Beware Advantage?
Yeah. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And she's not a very good liar.
No, not at all. Well, she's like, I just learned how to lie. And so good. My husband always, I usually giggle.
And I'm like, you're not that great because everybody knows. And Tim is very aware. And she's like, you're going to upset me if you keep asking me. And I'm like, he's on to you. He knows.
Right.
He knows it's you.
Right.
And it was a very tense conversation between them on the beach. Mm-hmm. They're like, who are you voting off? Me, you, who are doing it? And I was like, oh, this is some foreshadowing.
Yeah. For sure.
And it is. Cause here we go. It's challenge time. Annoyed again. That reward.
Yes. Yeah. I was too. Give me two.
Give me two challenges. If we have 90 minutes, give me two. Yep. Who decides if they're going to be combined? Who decides if they're two? Why wouldn't you do two? I mean, I did hear on Jeff's podcast, he was like, we are designed for 90 minutes for a cable network. He was like, so we have to fit our entire story. He was like, so we're cutting stuff down. And if there's like 10 seconds extra we need to make a story go, he's like, I have to call the network and be like, can I get 10 more seconds? Because it means like I'm cutting into like 10 seconds of another show or a commercial or whatever.
Right.
But I'm like, we could have taken out the salsa dancing and 100%. Had a reward challenge.
Yeah.
I feel like there was room there.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's challenge time. They have pastries for the first and second teams. And I'm like, good, great. Some people need a little win.
Can Liz eat any of it?
Oh, that's a good question.
She didn't say it, but that was my first thought.
I don't know what she's actually allergic to. She can't eat the fruit. Oh, yeah, and there was like a raspberry like tart thingy in there.
Yeah.
Liz, please tell us what all of your allergies are because what are you even eating?
We're very concerned.
She can't have the coconut and she can't have the fruit. So maybe because she said she could have the fish. Who knows? Can you eat gluten? Can you eat gluten? Because there are pastries for you. And he's like, okay, so winners will get the pastries. He said, last tribe to finish are, and they all say the losers. And he says, thought you were going to say Yanu.
Also known as Yanu.
Yeah. And I said, oh, a sassy Jeff. I love a sassy Jeff. And he's not wrong. And he says that 11 days without Flint is a new record.
Yeah.
And I started yelling, they're not going to lose. Please. They're not going to lose. And then Doug and I said, we said, Yanu's not losing. And then we saw Kenzie run. And we were like, oh. Like immediately we deflated.
So slow.
So slow. Like,
I wish the camera had stayed on her the whole time. So I was like, what actually is she doing?
I couldn't believe it. And I kept trying to tell Doug, well, she hasn't eaten for 11 days. He goes, this is different. This is different than what that is. And I'm like, shoot, you have to climb through this like wooden obstacle, get a bag, bring the bag to the platform. And each person has to do it. And you have to kind of like crawl in and out. And Kenzie is just so slow and immediately is getting them so behind. Yanu is in last and I'm feeling anxious. And I did laugh though. So this was also interesting too. So when you have three, you are forcing the other teams to kind of get weaker because they can't sit out the same people. So it was really interesting this time because three very strong people from SIGA were sitting.
Right.
You had, I don't remember exactly who was sitting for SIGA, but it's like
Ben
was sitting. Charlie sat too, right? Or did Charlie go? It was just Charlie and Maria and Mariah. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, this is so interesting because now you are really like, you can't be at your strongest, even if you think you're going to win.
Well, especially because there's a lot of strategy there too, because they don't know a merge is coming and they can't. Well, and they were kind of forced with who sat out because of who they sat out last time.
Totally. And if you don't know if you're having a reward challenge or immunity, like if you have reward, like, are you planning for the next time the person's coming in to be a reward, but then it's not, it's immunity. Right. Totally. And, Soda is sitting out for Nami, and she said, my little woman stick bug. And then she calls Venus. And I just kept thinking about the stick bug from Bug's Life.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, Venus is not going to like that. She's not going to like that at all. No. So the challenge, you find these bags. And then once you all have the bags, you've got to find three keys in the bags to unlock a hook. And this is when, for a brief moment, Yanu overtakes Siga. And you use this hook that's like long and tall to untwist rope from more hooks, or like untwist them up at the top. And of course, Nami's first, sandbags drop. I mean, Hunter's just dropping.
Yeah. He's a freak of nature.
I don't even remember Hunter sitting out like of any challenge. Has he sat out?
I don't think he has.
How have they worked that out that he's never sat out? Maybe he sat out for a reward.
I honestly don't think he has.
Right.
But they haven't lost anyone. So they have so many people to spare.
To rotate through.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
How did they finagled that, however they did. And of course they're first, Nami's first. And then Siga gets it. So Yanu is back. And Q is having a hard time.
Q was so, like, what? Why? He was so stressed, slow.
Nerves, not eating. I don't know. Yeah. But he couldn't get it.
He could not figure it out.
And once you get all the sandbag, once you undo that, the sandbags drop. And then you've got to take all the sandbags to a bucket and you start shooting them in a slingshot to three different targets. And Nami wins before anybody else can even hit a target. Right. It's Hunter, right?
Well, they each have to do one.
Oh, they each have to do one. That's why.
But Venus hit hers the first shot, too.
Okay, good, Venus.
So Venus and Hunter both, first shot.
And they, boom, 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 get all three. Siga and Yanu haven't even gotten one yet. And they just, I said, all right. And then Tiff gets her first one.
Mm-hmm.
And
so does Kenzie.
And right so does her. Kenzie. Yeah, so Kenzie gets her second right when Maria gets her second. So it's between Siga and Nami and Yanu. And they're going at the same time. And then we get a slow-mo. And it's a slow-mo video of Yanu finally doing their last one. And I was like, oh, thank gosh, they're finally going to win.
Yeah.
Q finally hits the last target before Siga does. And they finally win. And I was so happy for them.
I was too.
I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to be that. Could you imagine losing again?
No.
So demoralizing.
Yeah. Just totally defeated.
Yeah. And Tiff was like, I'm going to wake up in the morning not cold. And I was like, yes. Oh my gosh.
I literally almost cried real tears for her.
I couldn't imagine.
No.
I couldn't imagine being that cold all the time. It would be horrible.
Yeah.
So they finally get Flint. Siga's going to tribal. Jeff did say that Yanu was winless until then. I'm like, they did win one reward.
They did.
I'm like, don't call them winless.
Rude.
Rude. Jeff, they did get one. But then Nami gets to pick who's going on the adventure. And they pick Hunter, Tim, and Q.
Yeah.
And which actually ends up working out great for these guys.
Yeah, it does.
And they take a boat and they head. And I just kept screaming, are we leaving pastries for Q?
I said, I know, right?
I was like, Doug,
make sure he gets
they
his
are,
food.
Right? Like, he doesn't not get the pastries, and they did. They saved it for him.
They probably should have just, like, given him a muffin in his
just
pocket
run.
As he goes.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, poor guy. He's like, now I have to wait for how many hours?
It's like, my friends are eating, and I'm waiting.
Yeah.
So Q tells the guys that they've only eaten one coconut a day, and I'm just, like, thinking about how freaking starving I would be.
But also, why only one? There are coconuts everywhere.
Oh, maybe their body can't handle it. Maybe they're... I don't know. That's interesting. I don't know. Maybe you know what I mean? Maybe they're just tired. I don't know.
Maybe they have a hard time getting it open.
Yeah. Oh, for real. For real. Just slamming on the ground with their machete. Did they even have a machete at that point? So maybe that's why.
You know what? I think they got a machete last week.
Yes,
when they
with
won
the tarp.
Yeah.
Oh.
So gosh, before that, they didn't even have a machete. They were having like banging on a rock.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. They decide to make a little alliance. So it's Hunter, Q, Tim. No, Hunter.
Tim.
Yeah,
and Q.
Tim and Q. And they discuss like, okay, let's have us three and everybody bring one person from your team.
Super smart.
Super smart. So Hunter says his would be Tevin. Mm-hmm. Q says his would be Tiff. And Tim says his would be Charlie, right? No. Tim says his would be
Ben.
So it's really
no.
Just,
did he? No, he said Maria because they're both parents.
Oh, that's right. Maria. That's right. It's Maria because I was like, it wasn't. I knew it wasn't an all guy alliance. I knew there was a girl somewhere.
Yeah.
Maria, and I'm like, this is very interesting because if you have this alliance going into the merge, you're not going to be able to be like Siga strong, Nami strong
if they have this little six.
So it'll be very interesting to say. Okay, but this was interesting. This time they got to choose whether they wanted to play or not.
I know. I thought that was weird.
Yeah. I'm like, we didn't get to choose the other day. We had to draw rocks.
Right.
For
when remember, Banu
didn't want to play.
Right. He wanted his shot in the dark.
Yeah. And I thought that was interesting that they had the choice. I'm like, oh, so we're kind of, all right, this time you just get to pick. And the only person that picks is Hunter. And probably because he knows he's like not going to lose for a long time. So it doesn't matter if he loses his vote.
Well, and he also knows he's a super fan because it's Survivor Trivia. So okay. He's thinking he's like set.
But how hard was this challenge?
Oh my gosh.
It was so hard.
It was ridiculous.
It was. Okay, so it's 20 Survivor logos, like with the Outwit, Outlast, Outplay. And you have to put them in chronological order.
The only saving grace was that it said like where it was.
It did. It said like Cook Islands but or still. Token Sheens. Doesn't
right.
matter.
Right. Doesn't. Chronological order.
So
although
hard.
I did think of you and I was like, I think Rosanna could
no,
do this.
No, I couldn't. Because my brain is so, the middle seasons for me, I feel like I could do like maybe one through like 18. But mm-hmm. once you go like 18 to like 32. Mm-hmm. Unless they're standout seasons for me, I feel like they would get muddled
right.
in they and he doesn't get many right. I think he gets eight.
Eight. Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Eight out of 20.
Eight. And it was nice to get the little flashbacks of the season because yeah, there fun. Were so many good ones. But that's where I finally saw the guy I'd been thinking of the whole time when I was talking about doing the season of guys who've been medically evacuated. Mm-hmm. They show Caleb who've passed out and mm-hmm. he went on Big Brother yes. after and he like passed out from exhaustion and they had like three people pass out during that challenge. What season
that
was
that challenge was the worst when they were digging in the sand.
Yes. And they're all dropping. Hot. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That, and I'm like, that's
that
who I want to bring
China
back.
One too, that was the China one that I talked about with Joe who couldn't poop.
No. This was in China because Are this was, sure? yes, because China was Todd who ended up winning. This was later seasons. Like they're in Fiji.
Oh,
they're in, okay. they're on an island with like sand. But maybe that happened there too. But this was later on okay. as the TV quality got better.
Yeah. Because
you know when you see those early seasons, you're like, what year was this filmed in? And you're like, seriously? Oh, it's only 2004? Why does it look like it's 1980? Like, what is this footage? And then you're like, oh, it wasn't that long. It was only yeah. 20 years, but it looks like it was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Caleb, I'm going to look it up right now what season Caleb was. But he's the number one person I think of when I'm like,
where he needs to come back.
Yeah, and having evacuation. Okay.
Yeah.
So he was...
Also, that challenge was awful. I mean, they were digging in the hot sand for like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was... Okay, Caleb. Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. There's a bunch of Calebs that have been on this show, and I need to... Yeah, he was in the hospital for 5 days. So it's Caleb Reynolds. It's season 32.
And he was so cute.
And he ended up marrying a girl, I think, from Big Brother. But he was...
And he was like
a strong
a good
guy.
Competitor. Yeah.
And he says that it was 5 years. Before he was on Survivor, he was on Big Brother. He came mm-hmm. in fourth place. And then this is beauty versus brawn versus brain.
Oh,
brain
yes.
versus beauty versus brawn.
Yes, yes.
And that's when he... you had to run through a series of obstacles, dig under the sand. So, yeah, yes. that's what you're thinking of. And once they pulled themselves through, then they had to run to a sandy pit. They had to find three buried bags of balls. Then they had to roll the balls, whatever. But the weather was not.
The sandy pit is where they got stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Joe wasn't China because I think Joe was that same episode.
Okay, I'll look. But they had, it says the heat was grueling and the sand was scorching after more than 45 minutes of trying to find the bags. The brains and the beauty team once. That was a long time that he...
To be in the streets.
Yeah. He collapsed afterwards.
Two other girls did too.
Yes. It was one of the most brutal days. It was day 9. And there were other girls too, but he had to be in the ICU for 5 days until my muscle Holy density cow. And everything else was going on and my vitals got back to normal.
5 days.
And it was just a heat. And I always think he should be... Because there are people who were great players back. That should yeah. have played. And they show him for like a second.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but see, that's season 32. That's where I'm kind of like, mm-hmm. where did you, my brain can only handle so many things and I can't even remember what my kids' birthdays are. Like, how am I going to remember like, which the logos is crazy.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like, who do you, I feel like Cochran would have made, did you ever watch season with Cochran?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. You have to. He is brains, right? Isn't he brains? What season is Cochran on? This is, I love Google so much for this. What season is Cochran? He was first in South Pacific, which is 23rd, but then he comes back for the 26th, which is Caramoan or however you say it. Mm-hmm. He's somebody who would know. I also feel like What's His Face some 2 seasons ago with Carolyn and Jam Jam. Carson. Uh-huh. I feel like he, anybody who makes puzzles in their living room, right. probably, even though Hunter make puzzles, he didn't know it.
He did say, well, so this is the problem with being able to stream them, right? Because he didn't watch them in chronological order.
It's very true.
Because if he did, he probably could have done it.
He probably could have.
Because he could have talked, he talked about every season and knew what happened and who the people were.
And yeah. And I would not have, I wouldn't have been able to do this. I love that you had faith in me though. And he doesn't get it. So he loses his vote.
Right.
And Q goes back to Yano. They make a fire. La, 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 la. Life is good. They're eating their pastries. They save him a third of everything.
It was good to see them happy.
It was nice to see them happy. Yeah. It's just because I really do like all of them. Like Kenzie's probably my least favorite of the three, but I really like Tiff and Q. So
Tiff
I'm
and
like,
Q are awesome.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So now we're back at Sega and it's like, okay, what's going to happen now? And Maria, I forgot, had an extra vote from her time with Jelinski.
And I forgot Ben doesn't have a vote.
Oh, yeah. And Ben doesn't have a vote. Yeah. And it's like, okay, so we've got Jelinski, it. But luckily.
She finally gets to use her extra vote.
Well, it says you can use this up until there are six people left. And she uses it that night, which is wild because I'm like.
She probably didn't even. Did she even need to?
I don't know. Maybe she knew Ben. Did she know that Ben had lost his vote?
I feel like
she did. So
I don't
maybe
think she even needed to use it because there were the two girls.
No, she wouldn't have needed to use it because it was
Tim,
Charlie, and her. Tim, Charlie, and her. It would have been 3 versus 2, and she didn't. But maybe she didn't. I don't remember if she knew. I need to go back and watch. But
I didn't know that she could keep it.
Yeah, she can keep it. You can keep it until there's six people left. I know. That Doug and I were shocked by it. When they read all the things, we're like, oh, Maria must have used her vote because there's six votes, even though there's only 5 people that can vote.
Right.
And we were like, oh, interesting. Maybe she just really wanted her to go home. She's like, I'm tired of you. I want you gone. Jem.
Maybe she misunderstood the instructions.
Maybe. Maybe. Poor Maria. It doesn't matter. Jem is gone. Jem says she wants to go idol hunting and not with the group. She says that to their face. I'm not going idol hunting with you guys. Yeah. And she goes to find the box now that they've lost. Mm-hmm. And hers is a different puzzle than Tiffany's. Right. Remember Tiffany's was like decoding?
I still don't know how Tiffany did that.
No idea. I would have never got it.
And she did it so
fast. Yes. Does it ever make you think, like, how incompetent am I? Like, is this why I was a broadcast major? Because I couldn't do anything else in college? Like, what? And so she has to go measure a bunch of stuff at camp and then plug those numbers. And I literally, as she's reading it, I thought to myself, the stress I would feel. I'd be like, oh my gosh. Like, just, you know, you feel like
having to remember
anxious
it.
To remember it. So she has to go measure a bunch of stuff around camp and then plug into an equation.
I was surprised she could go around camp measuring and have no one see it.
No one saw her. I thought the same thing. I'm like, where is everybody when she's measuring like the side of the boat with her machete?
Maybe they just see her and think she's crazy. I don't know.
I mean, she does bring her machete to the conversation later.
Yes, she does. So. It's okay because he had a hammer.
I was like, this is so intense between you two. Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah.
But she figures it out. She like, it tells her like how many steps away from where she found it towards the beach. That's mm-hmm. where it'll be. Mm-hmm. She finds it. She has the idol. And Ben, it sounds like Ben is the target from all the girls and Charlie's not loving that. And he's like, I'm not into this. Ben says, I think Jem is chaos, mm-hmm. but no one knows he doesn't have a vote. I don't know if he told Maria.
So I don't think he told them for sure because at one point Maria was like, he may or may not have a vote. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, because remember he wasn't going to know until he got up there.
Right.
Remember that's how he had worded it? Yeah. Smart. So maybe that's why she did it. She didn't know.
She didn't know if he had a vote.
Yeah, and she was just trying to be
safe.
Except
it still wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, unless you're worried that somebody flips. Unless you're worried that
Charlie's going to change his mind.
Exactly. Yeah. And go with the girls.
Yeah.
And yeah, Ben tells Maria and Charlie to play their votes on Jem and that they'll have Tim too. And they, you have this moment with Jem and Ben with their weapons at the beach. It's just so random. And they head to Tribal. And Charlie tells Jeff, like, yeah, we dug for an advantage that wasn't there. And everybody knows. I wonder if Tim told everybody, like, guys, it's Jem. Jem clearly has it.
I also think Jem shot herself in the foot because she was playing way too hard before they went to
Tribal. Way too hard. Yeah. Yes, I agree. And there's...
Tell me who to vote for. Who are you voting for? I'll vote for him.
Yeah. And talking to everybody. Yeah. And I'm like, I could see how you would want to do that because you're so paranoid that it's going to be you.
Except I don't think she was. That's what's so crazy.
She just was trying to get in everyone's pocket.
She was trying to just figure out what was happening so that she could, I don't know.
This is why you have to go back and watch old seasons. It's like, let's watch the people that were like, I always say
super
that
good.
Did you ever watch a season with Sarah? She was with Tony on, did you watch The Winners at War?
Yes.
So she made it to top two with Tony. Uh-huh. It was Sarah. And mm-hmm. the first time she played, not great. Second time she played, way better. And I'm like, she keeps her calm so well throughout the season that like there's none of this chaotic energy before tribal. Right. Like however, scrambling. Yeah, however you can like focus in on that and not be insane. But also I know how hard that would be because you're like, I can't trust anybody. I don't know what's going on. Who's right. going to vote for me?
Right.
It's like, how do you find that balance between having no chill and trying to yeah. be chill? Yeah. I don't think I'd do well. but Maria says, everyone's lying when they say they don't know who they're voting for. And she's like, you got to separate your emotions from the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And Ben has no vote and Maria does use her extra vote and Jem doesn't play her idol, which like she just had ever. No idea. That's what you're saying.
I honestly think that she was very confident in her Charlie's Angels alliance.
Yeah.
I mean, she had to be.
Going out with an idol in your pocket is one of the most embarrassing things ever. Like,
it's like you played the worst game possible.
Yes. Like, how does that happen? How did you not even have like
any inkling at all?
Any inkling at all that it might be your time. And I know you right. want to save it for a moment when you think, but then this is that moment.
Yeah.
It's rough. So she's flipped. They all flip on Jem. Besides Jem and Mariah, which means Mariah's going to go back to camp feeling a little like yeah. everyone knew about this but me, yeah. which does kind of suck.
I actually really like Mariah.
I like Mariah too.
She was really, really sweet to Charlie when he was super upset when it was maybe going to be Ben.
Yes.
And she's hilarious in tribal. When she's walking in, like the look on her face.
Oh, I didn't see it. I missed
it. And then when she's giving her vote, she's like looking. It's literally like a kid going on a Disneyland ride for the first time.
I like Mariah. I hope she gets some Aquaphor.
I know. What the heck?
I think what Christian said, she got scraped in a challenge and then maybe it burned. And it's healing.
Poor girl.
Poor thing. Happening yeah. on national television is
yeah.
real rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jem goes home and she wasn't my favorite anyway, so I'm not sad about it in the slightest.
Yeah.
And next week we have the merge.
Yep.
I love the merge.
I do too.
I think it's going to be great. Hunter, we get little tiny like clips. Hunter says, Liz hates soda. And I'm like, okay, so those are NAMI problems.
Uh-huh. That we haven't seen.
We don't know that Liz hates soda. We've right. never heard that.
Right.
We've only heard the one time where Liz was like, yeah, I'm okay if you get her out first because I think she'll be a threat.
Right.
But he says she hates her. And Q says Venus is talking crap. And I'm like, okay, here we go. It's so fun when they're all together because now how many people we've lost? We've lost five. So there's 13 of them. It's just chaos. Fun. Yeah. Yes. Especially the first one when you don't know who's going to be with who.
Right.
I love the merch. So I'm here for it. And it'll be very interesting. Yeah. Hunter not having a vote. I guess it's just going to, this will be the first one. So as long as he's not in trouble, hopefully he can make it through his first one.
It'll be interesting. Oh, well, maybe he'll find the idol and then he can get his vote back. Like, yeah. Is he going to have an opportunity to do that before?
He must, because he's going to be able to, because once they're merging. So, right. And it says you're going to be able to have a chance. So I wonder when they're going to give him that chance. Like, do right. you have to wait until there's eight people and then you can find it? Or do you have to win the challenge? And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting for sure.
Because that's going to be rough if he doesn't have a vote.
Yeah, it is. And you just have to hope that you have enough people on your side. And maybe if they do that boys alliance, they will.
Yeah.
You know, because you actually have like six people that are solid together. So, okay. I love this show. It's the best. Have you ever watched Survivor Australia?
No. I have a hard time because watching any other ones because I just am so in love with Jeff.
Okay. I always hear from people, especially when I ever talk about like on Instagram, like, oh, some of these people are so weird. It was mostly last season. I had the hardest time getting into last season.
I did too.
We were just like, these people. And yeah. everybody was quitting.
Yeah.
Sean from Provo was quitting. You know what I mean?
I want to go home to my husband.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, you've been gone for like 2 weeks.
Exactly. Like you can, this is the dream of a yes. lifetime. Like I know it's hard, but like you can do hard things.
Yes.
And so people would always message me like, you have to watch Survivor Australia because it's like strong, tough people who can like actually like the, like people from like early, it feels like early Survivor.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, maybe I just have so many shows. I couldn't even get to the Valley and Vanderpump Rules today because I have too many things in life. My life is going to change when my kids are all in school in the fall. Then I could just spend one day a week rotting on my couch. Shows. Yes. Watching all my shows and just hanging out on my couch.
Yeah.
Okay. Rach, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having
me. This was so fun. It's always better to talk about Survivor with friends. And we have a lot of people in our neighborhood that watch it. So we do. I feel like we need to have a little watch party.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
We really should. Okay. At least like a finale party or something.
Yes. Yes. We can recreate my 12th birthday party. Yes. We can make like chicken kebabs and rice. And we can all look for a Bond Bell chapstick immunity necklace. And that's what we can do. Okay. Thanks guys for listening. If you want to follow me on Instagram, the podcast Instagram is Salty Housewife and my personal is Rosie in Real Life. And I will double up on Vanderpump Rules in the Valley next week because we've got to talk more about how much of a monster Jax Taylor is. And thank goodness that Brittany got her mouth fixed because her permanent down frown was just, it was hard to watch. So let's talk about it next week and happy Easter and see you guys later. Bye.